Letters from Home, a podcast from the St. Paul Center.
Raising teens and young adults can be a unique time that many are unprepared for. In Legacy of Love, Biblical Wisdom for Parenting Teens and Young Adults, Kimberly Hahn draws from Proverbs 31 to help families navigate the transition from childhood to adulthood. Learn more at stpaulcenter.com.
Welcome to Letters from Home. I'm Joan Watson, and this is December 22nd, Thursday of the fourth week of Advent. Our first reading is from the first book of Samuel, and it gives us the story of Samuel's mother presenting him in the temple for service to the Lord. You might be familiar with the story of Hannah and Samuel. We're kind of jumping in the middle here in this first reading. But Hannah and Samuel form a sort of bridge between the time of the judges and then into the time of the monarchy. And the first book of Samuel opens up with a man, Elkanah, and his two wives, Hannah and Peninnah. Elkanah loves his wife Hannah, but she's barren, and she really grieves not being able to give him a son. And so one year when they're on pilgrimage to Shiloh, Hannah prays to the Lord and promises him that if she's given a son, she will give him back. She will dedicate him back to service in the temple. The Lord hears her prayer. The phrase in 1 Samuel 1 is actually, the Lord remembered her. And that's an important phrase throughout the Old Testament. You'll hear again and again that the Lord remembered Hannah or the Lord remembered Noah. And we might be tempted to think, well, wait a minute, the Lord didn't forget them. He's God. But this phrase is important because it doesn't mean that he forgot them and now he's remembering him. No, that when the Lord remembers, it's always connected to saving activity. Remembering is connected to the saving action. And so when the Lord remembers, he acts. The Lord hears Hannah's prayer, he remembers her, and she gets pregnant with Samuel. Remarkably then, she gives this long-awaited son back to the Lord. And so that's what we have in today's first reading. She's fulfilling her promise. Just think, Hannah had waited and waited and grieved and waited, and now when she's finally given this son, a son of the promise, she's faithful to the Lord, and she doesn't keep him for herself. It reminds me of Abraham waiting for the son of the promise, and then when the Lord asks for Isaac, he doesn't hesitate. He's prepared to give him back to the Lord. And so we see something similar here. Hannah sacrifices, really, this son of the promise by giving him in service. She comes to visit him every year, but she gives him to the Lord to serve with Eli. And then we'll see if we read on in Samuel, of course, that Samuel will be this bridge between the judges and the monarchy. He will become a prophet who will anoint the first kings of Israel. But if you're a mother, imagine what it takes to be Hannah. Imagine what it means to give your child to the Lord, to sacrifice that time with them, to say to the Lord, his heart belongs to you. I allow him to live for you instead of me. Perhaps you are called to do this by allowing a child to enter religious life or the priesthood. But in a sense, all mothers and fathers are called to do this because we raise children to ultimately leave us, don't we? We raise children to serve the Lord before us. Samuel leaves his mother while he's still very young, just after he's weaned. But all mothers and fathers are ultimately called to give up their children, to recognize they ultimately belong to the Lord. When Hannah sacrifices Samuel and presents him to the Lord, she prays a beautiful prayer that can be found in 1 Samuel chapter 2. The church, in her beautiful wisdom, has given us this prayer as our response in today's Mass. We commonly refer to the readings at Mass as the first reading, the responsorial psalm, the gospel, but occasionally our response is not from the book of Psalms. And today is one of those instances. And I really love the way this is structured because we hear Hannah's fidelity, we hear of her sacrifice, and then we immediately join with her in this prayer of praise. My heart exults in the Lord. My horn is exalted by my God. We are reminded of the faithfulness and the mighty works of the Lord. She prays, the Lord puts to death and gives life. He casts down to the netherworld. He raises up again. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He humbles. He also exalts. He raises the needy from the dust. From the dung heap, he lifts up the poor to seat them with nobles and make a glorious throne their heritage. You might find this prayer reminiscent of a prayer by another woman much later in salvation history, which just happens to be our gospel reading. If you've noticed, the gospels, as we get closer to Christmas, are walking through the infancy narratives toward the birth of Christ. So yesterday we had the account of the visitation, and today we have that prayer of praise at the visitation. We have that prayer of praise we call the Magnificat. Mary's prayer, like Zechariah's that we'll hear in just a couple days, is full of Old Testament imagery. You can tell that Mary, full of the Holy Spirit, is a woman of the Word. She knows her scripture, and now her praise joins the praise of the women whose stories she's been raised on, whose words have been her prayer. Like Hannah before her, Mary praises the Lord and rejoices in this great reversal of fortunes, that the lowly are raised, the hungry are filled, the proud are cast down, and the rich are left empty. Notice that word again, remember. She praises the Lord. He's come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. This is reminiscent of Psalm 98. He has remembered his mercy and faithfulness toward the house of Israel. God has not forgotten his promises. He's not forgotten the covenant he made with Abraham to make him a great nation, that his descendants would be blessed. He's not forgotten the promises to David that his kingdom would have no end. Mary's song of praise that we hear today in the gospel is the great announcement that all of these things are about to happen, that this time of waiting, this time of expectation, it's almost over. The Messiah has come. The Messiah is dwelling in her womb. God has remembered his promises. And in the face of these great promises, as they begin to unfold, we have the utter humility of Our Lady. She refers to herself as a servant, a handmaid, a slave, here, just as she did at the Annunciation. And Hannah referred to herself in the same way. And like Hannah, Mary is going to surrender this child of the promise. He's not hers. He belongs to the Lord. She's going to spend 30 years raising him, teaching him, feeding him, and then she will surrender him when his public ministry begins, when his journey toward Jerusalem, toward that hour, begins. And then she will stand at the foot of the cross, watching this child of the promise die for his people, fulfilling what she's prophesying here. In his lowliness, in his hunger and thirst, in his suffering and humiliation, he will save. He will do great things. He will remember his promise of mercy. He will save us. As Christmas quickly approaches now, I challenge you to continue to embrace this season of waiting, this season of anticipation. I know Advent's been really long this year, and it's so tempting to begin to celebrate Christmas. You know, the world started celebrating in November. But spend these next few days with Mary. Imitate her humility, her sacrifice, and ask her to help you continue to prepare your heart, to make your heart like hers, so that we can celebrate with her on Christmas Day. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Letters from Home, the Scripture Reflections podcast from the St. Paul Center. Listen daily with reflections from Dr. Scott Hahn, Dr. John Bergsma, Dr. Shane Owens, Ms. Joan Watson, and Mr. Clement Harold. Our production team includes technical director Rory Mitrick and producers Olivia Mosier and Joseph Palmer. Our mission at the St. Paul Center is to help you read scripture from the heart of the church. Subscribe and share Letters from Home, as well as Dr. Scott Hahn's podcast, The Road to Emmaus, and Mrs. Kimberly Hahn's podcast, Beloved and Blessed. For more faith-based resources, books, and Bible studies, visit stpaulcenter.com.